If your house or business catches fire in Bethel, you're in good hands. There's now almost twice the number of firefighters in town than there were a few months ago. 8 new volunteer firefighters received their badges and pins on Friday. The event marked the department's first public commencement. Bethel, meet your newest fire service personnel.
My name is Tucker Burnett. I am 29 now, and I'm a dentist at YK. I've been in Bethel since August of 2016. I very quickly saw that pretty much every aspect of the community needed help. I've tried to volunteer as much as possible, but without having a real avenue for it, it's kind of hard. And the fire department was obviously something that's a very built-in volunteer system.
My name is John Kamaroff. I am 27. I work at the construction department at YK. I've lived in Bethel for 2 years now. I was just tired of my normal daily routine. I wanted to do something new. I've been on several fires in Fairbanks, but you don't really know what to expect, so it's just go in, do what you're trained, and hopefully make it out alive.
My name's Shadi Robbie. I'm 25 years old. I work at the Yukon Kuskokwim Fitness Center. I'm the program manager. I moved here July 2016. Really, I just look at it like I could either go home after work and watch TV, or I can go here and learn some life skills, and that's what kind of made it for me. So I've been to 3 real fires. It's pretty stressful, you know? You just think of the training and you ask questions to the other people and you figure it out together.
My name is Jesse Geffro. I work as a physical therapist at the hospital, and I just turned 35. Where I work in physical therapy, it's mainly just females, and as weird as that sounds, it's nice to actually work with some males and doing some like hard labor work, but also to help out, to get involved in the community, and it's fun.
I am Monroe Tyler. I am 27. I work as a DA right next door in the courthouse. It's given me a lot of perspective in my DA job for cases involving EMTs or things that happen when people deal with the EMTs or the fire department, looking at it from sort of the other side and seeing what they see here. I just think it's a good perspective to have.
My name is Matthew Cochran. I'm 19 years old and I actually work here at the Bethel Fire Department. I have a second job over at the homeless shelter. I've been in Bethel for probably about 7-8 years now. I was working over at UDare before it shut down, and after it shut down, the Firefighter 1 course opened up, and then I was like, that sounds like fun. So I took the course, and then I absolutely fell in love with it. For anybody who really wants to help out in their community that they don't really know what they want to do yet, I would recommend trying firefighting. And if maybe running into burning buildings isn't your thing, maybe you're more of an EMS side, and if you got a good, strong stomach, you can handle some blood and guts and different things like that, maybe EMS is your thing. Whatever it is, if you want to help your community, the fire department is definitely the place to go.
2 other firefighters also graduated, Alexander Zandy Stowell and Frederick Buzzy Wheeler. The graduation bumped Bethel's firefighter count to 18. The class finished its level 1 training in June, and since then, most have already responded to calls. And, like most fire departments, Bethel's is rife with tradition. One of them is if a firefighter's name appears in local media, she or he has to bring ice cream to the next training meeting. The next one should be a feast. You're welcome, firefighters.